During his 27 years on the U.S. Supreme Court, Justice Stephen Breyer has been a reliable vote on many Democratic priorities, which is why a lot of liberals want him to retire now, giving President Biden time to pick a younger replacement with similar views. NPR's Daniel Kurtzleben reports.
President Bill Clinton nominated Stephen Breyer to the Supreme Court in 1994, which, as far as those nominations go, is a bygone era.
Judge Breyer will bring to the court a well-recognized and impressive ability to build bridges in pursuit of fairness and justice. In the generations ahead, the Supreme Court will face questions of overriding national importance, many of which we cannot today even imagine.
Back then, nominees often came out of Senate confirmation with large bipartisan majorities. Breyer was confirmed 87-9. But over time, those votes have become close and partisan. Now, Democrats hold the White House and the barest of Senate majorities. That ups the urgency for Democrats like New York Representative Mondaire Jones.
If Justice Breyer is to be committed to his judicial ideology, he is going to want to be replaced on the bench by someone who is going to vote to uphold the fundamental right to vote in this country and to protect the rights of the most marginalized members of our society.
Jones is part of a progressive groundswell urging Justice Breyer to retire. It's a position fueled by Donald Trump's three Supreme Court nominations. One after Republicans refused to even hold hearings for Obama nominee Merrick Garland in 2016. The others replaced swing vote Anthony Kennedy and liberal justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
President Obama could have had the opportunity to appoint more justices to the Supreme Court than he ultimately did. And that was the result of a decision by senior in age justices not to retire and give him that opportunity.
The push is about making the court a backstop on an array of issues. Rachel Carmona is executive director of Women's March.
We have our eyes on the Supreme Court around issues around abortion, birth control, health insurance, LGBT issues, immigration, kind of the gamut.
But any pressure, whether from interest groups or lawmakers or even the White House, may have precisely zero effect on Breyer's decision-making. Neil Eggleston was White House counsel for President Barack Obama from 2014 to 2017. He considered whether the White House should talk retirement with the elderly Justice Ginsburg, but then Eggleston decided against it.
It's a little unseemly for a White House to suggest to a justice that they should retire, and that the White House didn't have any information that Justice Ginsburg didn't already have. And so I just decided she would decide what she, thought was appropriate.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said last month that President Biden believes retirement is solely Breyer's choice. One group pushing Breyer to step down is Demand Justice, which sent a billboard truck driving around the Supreme Court building last month urging him to retire. Christopher Kang is the group's chief counsel.
Well, hopefully we have this majority for until the end of 2022. Really, this majority could go at any moment, given the potential health or something else that might happen.
Part of the group's goal is to further energize Democratic voters around the issue ahead of 2022.
We're trying to raise awareness among voters and lawmakers right now in particular. We've seen over the last several years, Democrats in particular have become much more engaged around the Supreme Court.
While exit polls showed Trump winning voters most concerned about the court in 2016, exit polls from 2020 suggested Democrats gained ground with those voters. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.